Well, good morning. It's a Thursday, and that means it's time for Perspectives on WFSU Public Media. I'm Tom Flanagan, thanking very heartily our own Regan McCarthy for doing the fill-in work last week on our Perspectives program as I was kind of on the wounded warrior list there. Thanks so much, Regan. And a good morning to you. Hope you can join us for a great conversation this morning and to lend your input into the proceedings. It's as simple as giving us a call at 850-414-1234. You can also email us perspectives@wfsu.org. And the question of the day is, what was your favorite experience as a summertime camper back in the day? All right, we'll leave that one hang out there because what we're going to be talking about relates directly to that. Because looking back on our earlier years, a lot of us may remember, sometimes even with great fondness, our experiences at summer camp, and in lots of cases, these involved rustic, perhaps even primitive cabins in the woods, and plenty of interactions with wildlife, a definition that might even include some of our fellow campers. Today, the options for summer camps, though, are essentially endless. There are camps for math whizzes, young entrepreneurs, art, music, just about any category of preference you might care to mention. There are affordable summer camps, and there are also some camps with, shall we say, jaw-dropping price tags. And I'm thinking of one I was checking out this morning in rural upstate New York that charges $13,000 for a 7-week program. Although we presume that doesn't include room service. But still, there are more modestly priced options as well. And we're going to investigate some of those this morning on Perspectives. So let's go around and meet our panel. And we're so happy they could join us today. We say hi to Joyce Dove, representing the Rotary Youth Camp. Hey, Joyce.
Good morning.
Right next to you is Bobby Sparks, Jr., Recreation Superintendent with the City of Tallahassee Department of Parks, Recreation, and Neighborhood Affairs. Good to see you, Bobby.
Likewise. Good morning.
And next door to you, Casey Dennis, Area Director with Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend, to talk about that club's summer camp program. Hey, Casey.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Well, let's start with you since we're already in your neck of the woods here. What does Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend offer insofar as a summer camp program for kids?
Yes, so we are super excited to offer our summer program. We're Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. We serve kids ages 6 to 18. In the mornings, we do lots of educational, career-building activities, character and leadership development type things. And then in afternoons, we try to have just as much fun as we possibly can. So just a little snippet of some of the things we've got going on in the summer program at the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend.
And typically, how many kids do you enroll in the summer camp program, Casey?
Wow. Well, we're in the Big Bend area, so we have clubs here in Leon County, 4 in Leon County, and then 3 in Gadsden County, in Havana, Chattahoochee, and Quincy. So we're looking to enroll at least about 600 kids total in our organization over the summer.
Wow, that is a bunch.
And, yes, sir.
And how many camp counselors and other supervisory staff do you need to keep all those youngins in line there?
Well, we keep our ratios 12 to 1. So for every 12 kids, we have at least one staff person.
Okay, so it doesn't get to be too onerous a charge on each individual one.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely.
There we go. Okay, well, I know for the city of Tallahassee, we have an award-winning Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs Department and has been acknowledged as one of the leading facilities and offerings of that kind anywhere to be had. So, Bobby, how long has the city been in the summer camp business? A long time?
Long time, 60-plus years in some areas. We've got some programs that have been lasting probably 75-plus. It's wide, multifaceted programming.
Given the preponderance of facilities that we have, again, an award-winning park situation here, is that what the kids are using, the actual park facilities of the city for these sorts of programs?
That's correct. Some of our programs are run only in a park with no facility on site other than a restroom facility, but we have some camps that are indoors as well, so it really depends on what the parents want the kids to do. They want to be outside all day. They want to be in and out all day. So
We got options.
We have options.
That's always a good thing. Another option, of course, is the Rotary Youth Camp. Enjoy stuff. Talk a little bit about that. I know that the Rotary Club has lots of meetings, for crying out loud. Everything from Sunrise Rotary to afternoon luncheon-type meetings and all that for the grown-up members of Rotary Clubs. But you also have programs for kids, too. How'd you guys get in the summer camp business?
We do because we have some wonderful Rotarians who got together 25 years ago and decided that there was just not enough available in the area for children who have disabilities. And so they began the camp at that point, and it has gone on every summer since. And it's actually funded by all the Rotaries in our district, which go from Pensacola to Lake City and south to Levy County. So that's a lot of people wanting to do what's right for kids who probably can't be included in some of the other camps because they take medication or because they physically have different challenges. So to overcome that, we have one-to-one counselors.
Wow. Okay, and that also means that you've got to have an awful lot of resources available to help that multiplicity of situations that the kids may find themselves in, because you say special needs kids, man, that could mean almost anything.
Yes, especially children in wheelchairs. That's always been our specialty. Whether they're actually paralyzed or just have a disability that extends to some portion of their body, we deal with them and help them have a great summer with all kinds of fantastic activities. And they do stay for a week overnight. So that is a really wonderful part of what we're involved in, is having the children come stay with us and the parents get a little break too, so they can do whatever else they need to do in the summer without having to take a very fragile or probably medically fragile child with them.
Wow. So an overnight, what's the facility like? Talk about that.
The facility is so typical of every camp we've probably all ever seen. It has three cabins for girls to sleep overnight, three cabins for boys to sleep overnight. Each of them has their own bathroom, and they're all ADA accessible. And then there's a common dining hall where we have activities, but we also, of course, have three meals a day and snacks, and big swimming pool, lovely courts and outdoor facilities to be able to use for all the games everybody wants to play. And this year, for the first time, we have an ADA accessible ropes course. So we're going to have some real fun on that.
Oh, now is staffing done by volunteer Rotarians? Do you have designated, trained counselors or minders, or how does that work?
Well, we usually have college and university and older students helping us. They do get paid. They stay the whole month with us night and day. The circumstances of their training, although they may also have a major in some therapeutic area that goes along with this, we do 5 days of training when we start. So beginning July 1st until July 5th, we will be training at the camp day and night, so to speak, and also preparing for all the weeks of camp that will follow. And then the children come by ages each week after that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And let's get back here to Casey, if we could, here with Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend and the summer camp program there. You said that is a 12-to-1 ratio that you have.
Yes,
for
sir.
The kids that do that. And who are the counselors who help with your program, Casey?
Our counselors typically are, you know, college students, from all facets of life. We do employ some teachers to help us with our educational portion of our program. So just different types of people. But the important thing is we're all professional and all receive training before we start working with the kids.
And the other thing that you're really focusing on, similar to what Joyce was talking about for their camp situation with Rotary, is that you're trying to focus in on a high-quality experience for those young people.
Yes, definitely a high quality experience. And want the kids to have a lot of fun. You know, it's summertime. Let's get them out. We do lots of, you know, field trips. We've got new partnerships with Sky Zone that are actually going to help give us a really low cost for our kids. And also with the Marty McQueen's Athletic Center, he's letting our kids come for free and going to give them trained gymnastic courses in his facility. So we have a lot of partnerships that we're offering, and just going to have a lot of fun this summer.
One thing I want to find out, and if y'all could be thinking about this here as we get pretty close to a break, which is just a couple minutes away, is how do you deal with one of the banes of the existence of parents nowadays when it comes to kids? How do you keep them off screen for the amount of time that it's going to require for them to get involved in the other kinds of activities that you offer at the camp? Because any parent will tell you, I can't pry it out of their hands. It's so bad that I even saw a recent TV commercial that enlisted Amy Poehler in trying to get the phones and the tablets and stuff away from the young folks so that they can just get to sleep, for crying out loud. And I know that that's going to have to be something that you deal with there in the camping situation. Speaking of campers, we'd like to enlist your input here on Perspectives as we talk about some alternatives to just having the kids hang out around the house during the upcoming summertime season. These are some low-cost camping experiences that include the Rotary Youth Camp, also the City of Tallahassee Recreation Department's offerings for summer camp, and the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend Summer Camp. And we'd like to hear what your experiences were growing up. What was your favorite camping experience? Give us a call at 850-414-1234 and share that with us. If you would prefer to communicate via email, we can handle that too. Perspectives@wfsu.org. As a listener interfaced with us, wanting to know if there are ways that the community can help or contribute monetary help towards those camps. I'm sure we'll have an answer to that question too coming up on the other side of this break right here on Perspectives. Back on Perspectives, which you can always find available online at WFSU.org. Just go to our website, click on radio, hit local programs, and you'll have a pull-down menu. Perspectives will be amongst the offerings. We archive past shows. We try to have the most recent program posted within 24 hours of when it actually appears on the radio, so you can go back and listen to it again and again. Joyce Dove with Rotary Youth Camp, Bobby Sparks, City of Tallahassee, and Casey Dennis with Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend here with us talking summer camp stuff here on Perspectives. And Joyce, let's get to our email question, a listener wanting to know how to support the efforts of these various summer camps. And from the Rotary Youth Camp aspect, what can folks do to help you all out?
Well, we would love to have help. We have a donate button on our website, which is rycnf.org. And we also have at any Rotarian in town can accept a check. We have a lot of volunteers that help us. No one can stay overnight unless they've been cleared and checked like our regular counselors are. But they can come and help with arts and crafts or with swimming or some other activity during the day. All they have to do is call me at 328-0302.
Okay, terrific. And Bobby Sparks, as far as City of Tallahassee, we all support the city with our utility bills and property taxes and stuff. But if anyone else wants to help in other regards.
Absolutely. The Parks and Recreation Department has a Friends of Our Parks Foundation that they can donate to by sending checks to our Myers Park location. All the information can be found on our website at www.talgov.com/parks. Find Friends of Our Parks, and it'll definitely give you instructions on how to donate. If they want to call and talk to us, they can just dial 891-FUN, F-U-N-N.
Okay, and Casey Dennis for Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend.
Yes, you know, All of our programs we keep at a very low cost, but some of our parents just can't afford to pay that cost. So right now we're in the middle of our summer program scholarship fund. So folks can, for $300, you can send a child to our summer program. You can get further information at www.bgcbb.org or give us a call at 850-656-8100.
Very good. Well, let's get back to the electronic distraction question here. Well, are kids allowed to have, as far as the Boys and Girls Club camps, can they bring their devices with them, or do you guys collect them at the outset and say, you get them back when you leave?
They can bring their phones with them. We don't want to get into that type of thing with them, but they can bring the phones. But they have a certain time of the day that they can utilize those things. And we also have programs that we incorporate their cell phones where they can, you know, play games and do things as a unit. So we get the cell phones and tablets involved into our programming during the first part of the day. But I tell you what. That second part of the day, we're having so much fun, they don't even think about those cell phones. So that's, yeah, exactly.
You're kidding.
I'm so serious. I invite you to come out anytime. Cell phones are not a problem in the second part of the day. Yes, sir.
Well, that's almost magical. Bobby, for the city programs there, you don't collect them there, right?
No, we don't collect them either. We're very, very similar to Casey. We tend to incorporate them in programming. We have a certain times of the day set aside for them to utilize the phones. But again, like Casey, they've got so much going on that we really try to find ways to be separated from the phones. So.
Yeah, and Joyce, in regards to kids with special needs and that sort of thing, sometimes those devices can be a lifesaver or a life enhancer. So are they also incorporated into your program?
Well, to the extent that they're part of a therapeutic regime, which is managed by their therapist or their doctor, we allow them to have them individually with their counselor at certain specific times, which has been suggested. We ask the doctor or therapist to write what it is that we're actually supposed to accomplish. Other than that, we have them in one place in sort of a quarantine. And when kids bring them just because they like to bring them, we just give them back to the parents for that week. And we say, unfortunately, you can't charge it here. We're not going to have that capability. And so we go pretty much free of electronics as much as we possibly can.
Why, that's a revolutionary concept. I can't imagine of such a thing. That's got to be, though, a real challenge for the Rotary Youth Camp, because you are dealing with special needs kids, and there has to be that degree of individual care and attention that's exercised with each one. How do you figure out who can do what?
And that's a significant part of the application process, is we have forms that they check off what they can do, what they've experienced previously, what they can't do, and maybe sometimes what the parents don't want them to do. For instance, we have therapeutic horseback riding. Some parents don't want that to start without them present. So we have alternative activities. And the basic thing is that we work to the individual throughout the whole time. We have the information from the application, and then when the child is brought to camp, we sit down with the parents, and that counselor listens to what the parents see in the child and what they would like to have emphasized. So it's comprehensive, and, you know, there's one thing that kids love is having fun, so, you know, we are all engaged in that fun business, that's for sure.
There we go. That's one commonality that we have right around this table here. Bobby Sparks, talk about the different activities that you have through the city for kids, the entire range of stuff, which we could probably be here for the next hour and a half, right?
I'll try to keep it short.
Okay.
We have about 8 sites that we offer a traditional day camp experience where they can be involved in multi-purposed or styled activities, to include swimming and arts and crafts, and to include some enrichment programs. But we have some specialty sites as well, where we have a nine-week arts and crafts camp over at the Optimist Park that we offer. We also offer tennis camp and swimming camps that are specialized. So if someone's looking for something for more specific, they can join those types of activities. We have a 6-week enrichment programs at Lincoln Center and the Smith Williams Service Center. So we try to cover as much as we can within a lot of different areas. But for someone who's just is looking for a traditional summer day camp, we have that at 8 locations across the county that they can be involved in activities that, you know, you would normally see in a summer camp.
Mm-hmm. And same deal for you, Casey, as far as Boys and Girls Club and that range of things that the kids can do?
Definitely, definitely. We, in the mornings, like I said before, we have lots of educational programs. We run a program specifically called Summer Brain Game, which is a summer fun, an interactive program that helps with that summer learning loss that you hear all the teachers talking about. You know, the average low-income student loses about 2 months of summer learning, you know, over the summer period. So our program, you know, really focuses on that learning loss, and we found that our kids don't experience that same loss over the summer by attending our program, definitely.
And for the kids in the rural area, since you are talking about a regional reach here,
yes,
for
sir.
The Boys and Girls Club at the Big Bend, that will also determine some differences in the way that you approach different kid groups here, depending on where they're from. An urban situation may be a little bit different if they're in the more outlying areas, won't it?
Just a little bit. We try to keep all of our Boys and Girls Club programming similar. So in the mornings, they'll still do all of that educational stuff. In the afternoons, we'll have we utilize Parks and Recs an awful lot. We take the kids swimming. We just got back. Just got our request back from Lori, so we definitely appreciate that. So we're excited about using all of the different, you know, options that the city has out there. You know, even in Gadsden County as well.
That's a really good point. And how, given the fact that, as we said at the outset of this program, we have how many dozens of summer camp options in this area through virtually every organization you can think of, right up the road from us here at the Mag Lab. They have summer camps, and it's all very much involved in science, technology, engineering, and math. And the kids are, I don't know, designing thermonuclear reactors. I have no clue, but there you have this multiplicity of choices here. You have, Joyce, in your case here with the Rotary Clubs, a very specific type of audience that you are dealing with here. This is not kind of a general population, but are there other options for kids with special needs in addition to Rotary Club that you're aware of? Or are you guys kind of the only game in town when it comes to this particular group of kids?
I don't know any other camp in this area, all the way to Jacksonville, that takes children who take medications. And I don't, as far as the children in wheelchairs and who have physical disabilities that we also have, of course, I don't know of them going any other place. Maybe there's South Georgia, there's a camp for children under 14 that runs out of Thomasville, but actually takes place closer to Moultrie. And that's all we hear about.
Wow. Okay. And your age range for the Rotary Club camp is what?
We take rising first graders all the way to the end of high school. So basically 6 to 18. But there's a certain number of children who are older but who mentally are younger. And so we have some room in our last week that we always save for some individuals who meet that criteria, that they are disabled mentally and cannot really attend a normal situation. So going to our camp is fun for them, and it meets their emotional needs.
Given the exclusivity of your offering right here, can you accommodate all the kids who are desirous of that kind of activity?
Well, we take about 45 to 48 a week, depending on what we're going to be dealing with. And right now we have about 49 to 50, I think it's 50 right this minute, slots available. So we still have room. And that's good. A lot of the camps in other areas fill up, you know, in January and February even, but we have some slots available. And the big thing about that is that they're going to be able to come someplace where everybody has something that is their weakness, and we play to their strength. So, you know, we just encourage anybody from anywhere in this panhandle area to be able to get this experience for their child and give it a try.
And we will mention that again. That is nfryc.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that is for the Rotary Youth Camp there in the Don't delay. Sign up today. Still got some avails there. For Bobby City of Tallahassee, you guys are, of course, that's wide open.
Correct. Right? Yeah, we've got several slots available across our locations, and we try to take as many. We take over 1,000 kids a summer in a lot of these activities, and so we definitely have slots available. So if someone's looking still for places for their kids to do some type of day camp program over the summer, they can definitely jump on our website again at talgov.com/parks and find out how to register for those programs.
1,000 kids. Mm-hmm. My lordy, that's something. And Casey, for Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend there, what kind of age or other restrictions do you have, and do you have any availability of taking on more kids right now?
Definitely. We serve kids ages 6 to 18. We do have availabilities right now, but those slots are going fast. So parents are calling in and you know, getting those slots quickly, but we serve kids ages 6 to 18, Monday through Friday.
Okay, and that, again, that's Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend. You can just go and Google that, and boom, you're there.
Yes, bgcbb.org.
Okay, we do love acronyms here.
Yes.
You can tell we're Tallahassee.
Exactly.
That's for sure. I wanted to find out, though, as we kind of look ahead a little bit to the future, we know what the programs are like right now, but can we blue sky it for a second? If you had your druthers, if you had maybe even more resources or whatever, what you'd maybe like to see, or what you might even perceive as an ongoing need that, man, if we could, we'd like to do that. Are you happy where you are, Joyce, or would you like to see this program expand and be made available to more kids, have more capability to take on greater degrees of responsibility and all?
Well, this summer we happened to be in Dufuniak Springs, Florida, because of all the hurricane damage to the local facilities that we had been using. They were not ready to do a reservation as of the end of last year, and we really need to make sure we have a place every year. So we're going to try Dufuniak Springs. Ideally for us, the blue sky definitely includes having our own camp so that we can offer weekends and spring vacation and summer vacation, in addition to summer vacation, for these children, to give the parents a break, to give them a fun place to go. And that's a hope that we just keep on working on every single year. We have to raise $150,000 to have the camp, because it's free for children to come. And so that, you know, that takes up our time, but it also is what our future looks like, is trying to find a permanent place to keep us going.
And you are kind of funded and supported by how many different Rotary clubs in the area?
There's 50 Rotary clubs that contribute, and in addition, there's some great corporations here in town, banks, and other groups. St. Joe Foundation, because we take place in Walton County, they are going to be a big help to us this year, and individuals, of course, who believe in this, or who have a child or had a child at one time who was disabled or had issues, they often contribute. So we enjoy a large spectrum of individuals who support us, and we appreciate it.
When it comes to altruism, one thing that we perennially say in this room is a great untapped source of support is probably our lobbying community here in Tallahassee, because we don't have major corporate headquarters like you would in a city like Atlanta or Chicago or Pittsburgh or whatever. But we do have some pretty well-heeled advocacy groups. And so if those folks are looking for some worthy causes to support, just kind of dropping it in your head as a little consideration, possibly, for that. Bobby, I know city commissioners are going to be going through the budget process here in a little bit. It's always great. Boy, if Parks and Recreation and Neighborhood Affairs could get a few more dollars, that'd be great too. But through the foundation, through other things, you get more support. What would you like to see personally is expansion of the city's programs?
Well, we do a lot of good things already, and we'd like to expand, kind of expand upon those, do more things, have more opportunities over the summer for more kids to come to camp, possibly, you know, without cost. Our camps are fairly affordable. Our 8 locations of typical summer day camp cost about $60 a week, and we even reduce those costs for those on assistance. So we're generally affordable for what we offer. But again, there are sometimes we have kids who can't afford to come to camp even at a reduced rate. So anytime we can get more funding through our Friends of Our Parks Foundation to provide camp opportunities for kids, that would be very beneficial.
And sometimes folks can offer help in time rather than in money.
Absolutely.
Is that good too?
Absolutely. We look for folks that can facilitate arts and crafts programs or sports styles programs or even things that are non-traditional. We've had STEM activities in some of our camps. We've had robotics activities in some of our camps. So we have students who we're often looking for things to do over the summer, and we'll find ways to kind of put them to work.
And I bet, Casey, you're looking for some more of those $300 scholarships too, right?
We are definitely looking for some more of those $300 scholarships. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also just to serve more kids. You know, we have, like I said, we served about 600 kids last year, but we want to serve more kids in the Big Bend area. And to do that, we'll need more space. Like we talked about before, those slots, they fill up so quick. And we have parents that call, you know, constantly, can I get my child in? And we just don't have the space or the resources to make that happen. So definitely the pie in the sky for us would be to have our own standalone building at one point. So we can, you know, have that place where we can serve, you know, more kids in the area, get more kids involved and all the good things that we've got going on. So, my goal is just to serve more kids, definitely.
Yeah, and as Joyce had indicated, the impact of Hurricane Michael, of course, on their camps there, too. Did you have any problem as far as the regional Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend? Did that hit you guys?
We did. Lots of kids attended our Chattahoochee site. It were affected tremendously. So we actually opened our clubs up during that time period to give those kids a safe place to be while their parents, you know, were dealing with getting things back on track. So we were able to do that. A lot of our families were affected.
Summer camp time is coming because the end of this month, that is the close of school here in the North Florida area, and kids are looking for summer camp options. We're talking about it on Perspectives. Would love to hear from you, too. Why not give us a call? I remember my summer camp experience there where I nearly drowned my roommate. It was not intentional, and you can't prove that it was. That's all I have to say here. We are talking about summer camp options, modestly priced summer camp options as compared and contrasted with some of the other ones that are out there, because I think there was one. You can ship your kid off to camp in Switzerland for $25,000, and that includes airfare. I think that's a heck of a bargain. But an even better bargain can be found right here in the Big Bend area, where you have facilities like Rotary Club camps for kids with special needs, the City of Tallahassee's various parks and recreation and neighborhood affairs camps, and also the summer camp program through Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend. And we have representatives from those areas that are our special guests on Perspectives. Let's see. And here's from an old friend of ours, Mr. Gomes. Hi, Trammell. He says he just noticed during his workout this morning that Planet Fitness was offering teenagers access to the gym all summer long for free. Looks like a fun, low-cost activity to keep teens busy this summer. And that is certainly something worth sharing. And physical activity is becoming more and more critical as we see the growing incidence of juvenile diabetes and other problems related to a lack of fitness. T, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Joyce Dove, that's, again, a big challenge for you folks, because in some cases, the kids may have special needs when it comes to physical activity and all. You want to keep them as active as possible, but sometimes that's got to be a real bugaboo bear to deal with.
It's difficult mostly because they don't get to do it anywhere else. And so we have the special lifts and the additional equipment, and we also train our staff to be able to engage even a child who's partially paralyzed or paralyzed. And it's the emphasis by having that counselor who's with them all the time that gets them more active. And they need that. They all need that. and being able to swim every day is one of those things where they just love the freedom of being in the pool because it takes the weight off their body, and then they're able to do things which they kind of forget that they're able to do, but they really can swim and have a great time at doing it.
Well, we certainly have some great pools here in the city of Tallahassee, and Bobby, that's got to be one of the major recommendations for the city's programs, that you have pools all over the place. But you've got other opportunities for the kids to be active and engaged and get the muscles and tendons working too, right?
Absolutely. We offer track and field camps and activities in the evenings and during the day. Again, as I mentioned, we have the tennis camps and swimming camps and lessons of that nature. So we offer quite a few opportunities to for our kids to stay engaged and active through the summer.
Okay, and Casey Dennis, same deal here with our friends with the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend.
Yes, yes, definitely. We utilize the city swimming pools just all the time during the summer. And also, Rob over at Planet Fitness, I've talked to him, and we're going to get our teens over there to participate in that gym workout for sure.
That is something that is just so critical right now, and it
yes,
is.
Sir.
You know, parents don't kick their kids out of the house and say, "Look, it's summer. Go play for 5 or 6 hours. We'll see you at dinner time." It doesn't happen. It's the world we live in, and it's not possible to do that all the time. But it's something that really kept a lot of us, I think, more fit. And, we picked up a few dings and dents along the way, but nothing really, really critical. In case you're just joining us again, this is Perspectives on WFSU, and a shout-out again to Regan McCarthy, who so ably pinch hit last week when I was on the sick list. We're talking about summer camp options. And again, still time for you to share any experiences that you had growing up at a particular summer camp that you would like to share. And you can do so anonymously. We won't tell anybody unless, that is your preference here. For Joyce Dove and the Rotary Youth Camp here, again, a quick recap of what you folks offer and who you offer it for, Joyce, for the benefit of folks who may have tuned in late in the program.
Certainly. We are a camp, an overnight camp, which is free for children with disabilities. We, this year, will be in Dufuniak Springs. And during camp, we engage in a wide variety of daytime and nighttime activities. We do s'mores and dances and talent contests and circuses. We have a great time, and we still have about 50 slots available.
That is terrific. And again, the way to find out more about that is to go online, nfryc.org. You got that? Okay, and we'll try to provide those maybe on our recap here when we go up online with our internet version of Perspectives. We'll get some of these contacts up there as well. Tallahassee Recreation Department here, Bobby Sparks. Again, you guys offer just about anything and everything through the city's facilities, right?
Absolutely. Again, eight typical summer camp sites that will operate Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 for ages 5 to 17. And then we have some specialty sites for those who want to be involved in arts and crafts, swimming, and tennis, and some enrichment programs over at two of our service centers that could offer who wants to expand academic and social skills. So talgov.com/parks is where we can find more information about those programs.
Meanwhile, right next door to you here with the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend, and Casey Dennis is the ABLE representative there. You have a defined population for your camps as well, right, Casey?
Yes, sir. We serve kids ages 6 to 18. Once again, Monday through Friday, the mornings we do lots of educational enrichment activities, and then in the afternoons we try to have as much fun as we possibly can.
Are there any kinds of income restrictions for families, or how does that work here through Boys and Girls Club?
You know, I'd love to be able to say, you know, we never turn a child away for inability to pay. So our regular fee is only $40 per week. But for kids who you know, just parents just cannot afford that, we never turn a child away for inability to pay. That's why those scholarships are just so important. Just for $300, someone can definitely, you know, sponsor a child in the Big Bend for our summer program.
With the emphasis, again, being on Big Bend, because this is a regional offering. This is not just in Metro Tallahassee proper.
That is correct. Yes, sir. In the Big Bend area, Gadsden County, Quincy, Havana, and Chattahoochee.
Summer camps have always fascinated me, again, because of the ability for parents to customize those offerings for particular kids. And that is something I wanted to throw out, too. What has been the biggest challenge of which you have been aware in trying to integrate a kid, not mentioning any names, of course? We have the same restrictions here as HIPAA, I think. But something that may be a success story. A kid came, Joyce, to the program with the Rotary Club, a summer camp, and you thought, boy, I don't know if this is going to work or not. And then, like magic, it happened. You got any stories like that?
It does happen. I mean, we have had particularly conversations with parents first where they say, no horseback riding. No, they don't need to go swimming. Don't have them go swimming. And then they have a very restrictive diet, which we're happy to do. We have a cook who can manage that, and we do special diets. But then when the child is there and engaged with his counselor and engaged with the kids, the first thing they want to do, of course, is go swimming and cool off. And then the horses come and they love horses and they pet them and they talk to them. And, you know, they do get the experience anyway. And so we take pictures and make sure the parents know that we did follow your instructions, but we also got a chance for them to engage. And the kids are so happy at the end of camp. They cry. There's a lot of crying that goes on when they leave on Friday, that's for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but maybe mom and dad learned something new there, too, huh?
Maybe.
Bobby Sparks, you got any cool stories like that of a kid that maybe came and just blossomed under the program that the city has?
Sure. We have kids who often come who may not socialize much or have parents have concern about shyness and things and them adjusting in an environment where they're away from their parents for 10 plus hours a day. So we've had several stories of kids who have in a very short amount of time blossomed in our programs. We've had kids who have improved grades when they've taken some of our enrichment programs, improved tennis skills or swimming skills. So I could probably sit here for a while talking about stories within our programs of kids who have utilized them to better their lives in some way.
Nothing succeeds like success. Casey Dennis, how about you?
Yes, my success story is just a little different. Just being able to, you know, a parent comes in, she has, you know, three or four kids or whatever, and she cannot afford for those kids to come to a summer program, and being able to have those scholarships to say, hey, bring them on. We got them. They're going to have a great summer. That is my success story, just being able to, you know, offer our programs at such a low cost and such, you know, well-rounded and beneficial program to parents who just simply cannot afford to pay for it.
Given the realities of the regimentation, which is necessary for any kid in school, it can't be total chaos. Summer camps offer you a little bit more flexibility in that regard. You can push some envelopes. You can have some of that fun that maybe the kids don't otherwise get to indulge in the day-to-day situation. And it's remarkable sometimes to see just what happens when you throw different things at them that maybe they have never personally experienced before, and see how they react.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, that's part of the learning experience, too. So, again, that which was sort of the genesis of the whole idea behind this program, to try to give parents some ideas on what the options are out there. Certainly the three folks who we have here today on Perspectives are not the exclusive purveyors of this kind of service for our young people. But it's a starting point for you to take a look at maybe some of the other things that are available out there, because at the end of this month, when that last bell dings and the kids go free for the summer, it can be a quandary for parents, particularly in today's day and age. And you don't want them just hanging on the devices for an entire 2.5 month period. That may not be the most productive use of their time, and it certainly may not give them the types of experiences that you as a parent would like them to have to see what they can do. You never can climb a mountain unless the mountain is standing there in front of you. And while this isn't exactly mountain climbing, it is an opportunity for our kids to do something that otherwise they may not be exposed to. And it might be a real surprise what happens as a result of that experience. One more time, we're going to go around the table to give each of our guests an opportunity to tell you how to find out more about the program and any final thoughts that they may have. So, Joyce Dove with Rotary Youth Camp.
Yes, Rotary Youth Camp. You can get all the applications that you need on our website at nfryc.org. And we're available for questions at 850-328-0302. This is a free camp because of the outstanding and continued community support of the Rotary Clubs and our corporate partners and individuals throughout the Big Bend. So we have spaces for counselors, we have spaces for campers, and we would love to have you participate this summer.
Thanks so much, Joyce. Really appreciate it. Bobby Sparks, City of Tallahassee.
Yes, we have multiple locations that will offer very different activities from typical day camp to specialty sports camps and arts and crafts, as well as enrichment. All of our information can be found at www.talgov.com/parks, or they can call us at 891-FUNN.
And you also have that foundation, of course, that folks can get involved with. And if you want to volunteer?
Absolutely. Friends of Our Parks, FOOP, or FOOP for short. And it's all information is also on our website as well.
I forgot to ask you, from whence do you get your lifeguards for the various city pools?
We started on that in January. It's a ongoing process. They've got a class starting this week, and they've got a class running the week after that. So our pools started operating on weekends. Two of our pools started operating on weekends early this month, and so they'll be wide open once school lets out here in a few weeks.
That is always the harbinger of summer. The
Absolutely.
Pools are open.
Yes.
Okay. Casey Dennis with the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend. Folks who want to find out more or want to help out.
Yes. Visit us at www.bgcbb. We've got a great summer lined up. We're super excited. Kids are going to have a lot of fun. A great future start here.
Okay, and just one final wrap around here again. Your favorite summer camp experience personally?
My favorite would have to be a basketball camp I attended with my school, Florida High. So definitely one of my biggest and greatest memories of summer camp.
Okay, how's your free throw?
Oh, man, I'm right on, dead on.
Bobby Sparks.
About the same like Casey's. I went to a baseball camp where I'm from in North Carolina with the team. Yes, sir. So same situation.
Oh, fine. And I have a feeling we're headed up north with you, Joyce Dove.
Yes. Well, we've been going to a camp up in New Hampshire for 70 years. And so it's a family camp. Everybody's engaged. And that is just as many, many stories of my past start there.
And some great, great memories that we all can hang on to for the rest of our lives on the basis of what we experienced during those camping experiences personally. That's something we should be willing and more than eager to extend to our kids. So just as you're shopping around for some summer camps for the young ones, I hope you will give consideration to some of the things that you have heard today here on Perspectives. We certainly appreciate your joining us and being part of the program today. And to our entire guest lineup, Joyce Dove with the Rotary Youth Camp here in the area, thanks so much for being part of the program today, Joyce.
Thank you.
Bobby Sparks, Jr., Tallahassee Recreation Department over there in Myers Park Drive. Hope you have a wonderful summer and a very successful summer camp program with the city.
Thank you. Likewise.
And to Casey Dennis, Area Director of Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend and the summer camp program. We'll keep wishing for more of those scholarships to be coming your way and hope you have a great summer, too.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Casey. And you have been listening to Perspectives on WFSU Public Media. Technical assistance for our program today provided by Taylor Cox back behind the buttons and the knobs, and Lydell Rawls handling the interconnections on the phones and the other devices. And I'm Tom Flanagan. You know, perhaps No part of the Capital Region has undergone more changes in the makeup of its population in recent years than has Gadsden County, right next door to Leon. The area recently celebrated its cultural diversity. We are going to be talking about that next week, right here on Perspectives. We'll talk then.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcasts. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.